Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome. This is LWYM's weekly podcast, Living Word Youth Ministries, and this is your host, Gio.
And Sarai.
And we're so glad to be here with you again. Now, we started this franchise, what, 2008?
Yeah, I think so.
I think late 2007, early 2008, and we had to put it on the back burner. We had a lot of things going on in youth group at the time. But we rebooted it with the idea and with the intent of letting every single listener know about what is happening in the world today, but giving you a biblical perspective. And not only that, making it fun.
Yes.
Just giving you the, instead of a lot of people say, well, a lot of young people that we've spoken to is like, oh, I can't watch the news because I'm so bored. Well, you should watch the news because you should know what's going on in the world around you. But here we try to give you at least what we deem or we consider to be a very important news bit and see how that relates to you, the young people
yes.
that are listening to you. So remember to download these podcasts. They're free. They're MP3 format. You can share these with your friends. Please do so because we're trying to spread the good word around.
And we're also, I know you were talking that we wanted to do an online chat through Twitter. So if anyone wants to subscribe to Twitter and find us there, you can check us out through Twitter as well.
Good point. We're having a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, we are.
By the way, we ask that anyone that is listening to the sound of our voice right now, if any of you have any interesting photos or videos to send us, please send it our way. And we will put it on Twitter.
Now, they can't be raunchy.
Yes, no raunchy.
You know, it can't have any curse words or anything like that. Something clean and fun.
Exactly. You know, comedy, you bring up a good point. And I know this has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about today, but you bring up a good point. Comedy doesn't need to be raunchy in order to be funny.
Exactly. I've seen clean comedians and I can sit there for hours and just crack up.
You know, that's a funny thing. You bring up a good point. Wow, we're going way off topic here. That's a good point. But that's the whole point of this show. That, you know, we want to have some fun with this. It's a lot harder to do comedy clean than it is to be perverse. Anybody can be perverse.
That's true.
Doing clean comedy and getting a good laugh out of it, that's hard.
That is very true.
That's hard. All right. So going into the main topic of today, remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give you the news, but we're going to give it to you in a fun way. So even though somebody gets killed or something, we're going to laugh about it. No, I'm just kidding. that sounded wrong. But today's news bit comes out of Lancaster, California. Now, there's a mayor there of Lancaster, California, Rex Paris. He said at the end of a recent State of the City address, quote, we are growing a Christian community, and we should never shy away from that, end quote. And he was called to the king's altar, so to speak, by the Antelope Valley Human Relations Task Force, along with Councilwoman Sherry Marquez, who before the mayor's address had posted on her Facebook page that she was personally outraged over an honor killing in a New York Muslim family. Now, reports were indicating that these two local officials faced possible citations for, quote, hate incidents, end quote, over their comments. Now, a lot of people were asking Mayor Paris and Marquez to officially apologize. At first, he said he wouldn't, but then he did. I guess a lot of pressure got to him. I don't know from whom, but somebody must have pressured him. And so did was Councilwoman Sherry Marquez pressured to apologize. Now, this Antelope Valley Human Relations Task Force, which is an extremely long title. Mm-hmm. I wish they would have abbreviated it a little more. Yeah. Darren Parker, which seems like he has some rank there, said that he heard from the residents of Lancaster, California on Monday night. And he is telling a news organization that no hate crimes charges, listen to the verbiage, hate crimes charges will be brought against Paris and Marquez. But check this out. The Council on American Islamic Relations has filed a federal complaint against both parties. Here's my question, and I want you to try to enlighten me because I don't understand this. What do Muslims have to do with a growing Christian community, to use the words of Mayor Rex Paris?
I don't know, but it's obvious that this small number of people have a lot of power. And, you know, you think, oh, there's only like one Muslim in where I live. Well, obviously someone's putting a lot of pressure there. And by the way, when you were talking about Sherry Marquez, she had to apologize. And when she did, they've accepted the mayor's apology versus hers because they felt that her apology wasn't sincere and she should do it over, to that type of thing. But yet she did apologize.
But here's the thing. Why should she apologize?
I don't think she shouldn't. I think all of this is... they're making something small into this big thing, and I don't even see anything. I don't see anywhere there where they made the comments of any hate crime. I mean,
but did you see how they tied Marquez's comments to Paris's comments?
Yes.
Mayor Paris had nothing to say about Islam. I mean, nothing. There was nothing there, and all of a sudden, because she expressed outrage over what happened in New York City, a human life was taken, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
If you're not outraged by that, then you're not human. Okay? All she was doing was expressing her outrage on her Facebook page, and all of a sudden, these people say, no, this is a hate crime. Let's talk a little bit about hate crimes. Or you know what? Let's talk about hate. What is hate, in your opinion?
Hate is just... the opposite of loving. You know, you instead of loving your neighbor, you envy the person, you hate them to the core, you know, you want to see him dead probably. I don't know.
You do everything you can to defamate the person.
Of course.
Physically harm them, right? I did not see Mr. Paris bring out any boxing gloves against Muslims and try to kill somebody.
Not only that, what crime did he commit?
That's my point. If that's an excellent point, because if our constitution guarantees us freedom of speech, then why are they having such an issue with this? I see Muslims saying such absurd things in Chicago. I think last year they were holding a conference, Muslims mostly, and saying that if they would, they would strip away the Constitution, strip away the Declaration of Independence, and in its stead put Sharia law. Mm-mm. Why? Why do you have to come here to this country and try to abolish what has been good for a little more than 200 years? And not only that, that is founded on Christian principles, on biblical doctrine.
That is very true.
Okay, but nobody said anything against them. Hey, that's hate crimes, buddy. Nobody said that to them. But yet these people, they get offended over something that's true because a human life was taken. And yet, you know what it is, Sarai? I think it's a good point. And we were talking about this earlier. The whole issue here is that Muslims do not want to let people know. They don't want the veil to be taken off of people's eyes so that they can see what the true face of Islam is. Killing, what would you call, you're basically submitting everyone under this tyrannical law, a God that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
This so-called prophet who married... A 9-year-old girl?
Yeah. At nine
it was consummated.
Yeah.
And some of the things that we've seen online, some of the videos that we see of the cops, the COPT, that is, the Christians that were killed on Thanksgiving Day in Egypt, Muslims just started shooting at them. Why? I mean, give me a break. They're not messing with anybody. What's going on here? But again, there's an agenda.
Yes.
And we've seen it over and over again. I mean, let's mention some of the stuff that the Muslims do. Again, killing.
No, they strap bombs around their bodies and they don't care about how many people they kill. They do it in a school, or they're doing it in a school bus, or they don't care who's going down with them. And it's really sad because you don't see Christians out there doing that.
We have to defend free speech rights in this country. We have to. And as Christians, we have to stand tall. And we have to say, no, we will not back down. Truth is out there, and when truth is spoken, it will set you free. Jesus himself said it, and he is the truth. But when truth is trying to be subdued by evildoers, then evil keeps winning, and we cannot allow evil to win.
That's right.
Now, that's the important news bit of the day. We hope that you guys share the same sentiments. If you don't, and if you do, either way, drop us a line. What's the email address?
info@lwim.org.
Again?
Info, I-N-F-O, at lwym.org.
Well, that's all the time that we have left for today. But we will return next week.
Very soon.
Douglas MacArthur said, I shall return. We will be back next week. Remember to download these free podcasts and share them with your friends.
And Twitter.
And we are also on Twitter. Twitter.com/LWYM. Until next week, may the Lord shine his face upon you.
God bless.
Goodbye.